Welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show. Moreland, more sports. Growing.
How you doing, man? Some luck to the kid.
Oh my goodness.
What's up, man?
Hey, Vincent. What's happening?
Nothing much. We took last week off, man.
Yeah. We were traveling, so make a little exception for that.
You travel too? Where'd you go?
Nah, I ain't going anywhere. I was talking about you.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but I came back Thursday. Normally we do it on Thursday night or Friday or Saturday, and we just didn't get around to it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, we got a lot of weeks.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, I try to stay as consistent as possible, you know, so... Well, Carmen, let me just get your take on it. How do you feel about mobile sports betting in Maryland finally going to be legal the day before Thanksgiving? And that's something I'm very thankful for.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, I think it's a very big step for people like you and myself that enjoy dabbling in sports betting. Something fun to do and also disappointing all at the same time. But, even though it's a risk, there's definitely a reward in it, and we don't put too much down. You know, we like to play it safe for the most part. So, we enjoy
$5 parlays.
So, you know, we enjoy it, and it's gonna be way more convenient than having to drive all the way up. Not all the way up, because it's not, you know, far, but you know, to just be able to roll
it's
out of
far
bed.
Enough.
Yeah, just to be able to roll out of bed, just look at your phone and be like, hmm.
Yeah.
You normally wouldn't, huh?
I was gonna say
stuff that you normally probably wouldn't take out of your time to drive up there to bet on, because you know you can only do minimum $5 bets there, so stuff like you may
life.
Yeah, so like for instance how you prefer not to bet on NBA, you don't have to bet $5 on it now. If you're not feeling it, you can just do a 50-cent bet if you want, or a dollar, you know. So.
Yeah, you can throw down a dollar for like, you could do like a over under and a spread for each game for like 50 cents. You know, maybe win $500 off of it. You know.
Yeah. So, yeah, I really like it. It was a long time coming, but better late than not ever, and I like it.
Yeah, and I mean, there's still some states that are still trying to vote it in, like how.
So, yeah, I'm glad we finally got over that curve. Can you hear me?
I don't know if you heard me. Can you hear me?
Vincent?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We got to restart this.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think you heard me for a second.
Yeah, I didn't. What were you saying?
I was saying some states don't even have it voted in yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like California voted against it.
Wow.
And it wasn't even close.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can see why, because you did say that's, for one, it's an expensive state to live in, and you said that there's a lot of homeless people there, so imagine what it would be like then.
Yeah, seriously. People would try to come up with a sports bet.
Yeah.
I mean, people try to come up with it anyway, but you know, you can't be putting your you can't put your rent money on a damn team. I don't care if it's like a minus 500 favorite or not. You just saw what happened with the Eagles the other night.
Yeah, who would have thought? I mean, I can understand, you know, maybe for them to cover, because that's a big cover, but to money line, I wouldn't have ever thought to do that.
Well, for the Commanders?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought they were going to cover, too.
So that was an impressive win on the Commanders' part. I mean, I guess the Commanders aren't as bad as you would think, because when you just think Commanders, you just think, oh, that's an easy win. But I mean, they've beaten Green Bay. Not that Green Bay is the best, but I mean, you know, still Rodgers at the end. Yeah, they do.
They just lost to Tennessee tonight at home. But yeah. You beat the Dallas Cowboys. I think you were down 14 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get it. That cost me a parlay, too.
Yeah.
I hate the NFL, man. Just when you think you have teams figured out. Like, I thought the Packers, I thought this was their opportunity to start making a little run. But now they play Philadelphia next week, so that doesn't help.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. The Packers, they're frauds. They're done this year. Vikings got that division down pat. Hey, you know, while we're talking about the Commanders here, would you start Wentz if he's healthy, or would you keep on rolling it with Heineke?
I just keep rolling with Heineke. I mean, it's not like Wentz was his perennial starter. He was an experiment. So, I mean, he wasn't winning games, and Heineke is, and he's turning the ball over less, even though he's not wowing you on the stat sheet. He's not making any game-changing negative plays on offense. So that's really what the Commanders need right now.
Now, the problem is they're going through a situation right now where Carson Wentz plays 70% of the snaps. There's a draft pick involved, and it's between, like, a second and third round pick.
Oh, my bad. My phone screen timed out. Say that again.
Okay. I was saying with Carson Wentz, there's a stipulation in that trade where he has to play 70% of the snaps.
And for then, real?
Yeah. If he plays 70% of the snaps for the Commanders, then the Colts have to send a second round pick to the Commanders instead of a third round pick.
Wow.
So if you're Ron Rivera, do you care about starting Carson Wentz that much for your team to get a second round pick versus a third round pick? Or do you go with the quarterback that's been winning games for your team and the team's been playing better since he's been the starter? Because they've won 3 out of 4 games that he's started, and they're 5-5 now.
Yeah.
Heineke's a really good game manager.
Yeah. And you can – and I don't know why or what it is, but when Heineke's playing versus when Wentz is playing, you just see the energy on the team more versus when Wentz is playing. I don't know why. Like, whenever Heineke makes a big play or something, you see McLaurin get hype and start screaming. It seems like the players rally behind Heineke more.
I think McLaurin likes playing with Heineke more than he likes playing with Wentz.
So, and even though Chase Young's not on the field, you saw how much of a Heineke promoter he was. Remember when he was making plays against Tampa, and then he saw that picture of Young pointing to Heineke back in his jersey?
Oh, was that when they made the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
They lost
the eventual champion, the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
AB scored that game.
So, yeah, just keep rolling with Heineke. Until Heineke makes a big mistake or something, just put him on a short leash and then put Wentz back in. But things are going good. Just leave it as is.
Well, I think the only reason Wentz would be starting is if, you know, they get that second round pick. But, you know, I think that's when the GM and the head coach kind of butts heads a little bit. You know what I mean with that? Because, you know, it's like as a GM, you want that high pick. Deep down, you know your team's not going to the Super Bowl, so you want to have, you know, a better pick and whatnot. But when you're the head coach and you've been asked what's kind of the difference between your team and other teams, and you immediately say the quarterback, you know, what is that? Does that show you have faith in Wentz? You know what I mean?
Oh.
And plus, Heineke, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, yep. And Slamuel.
Yeah, Curtis Samuel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else on that team is a Carolina guy?
North Turner.
Was he Carolina?
Yeah, North Turner. He was their offensive coordinator.
Yeah, the Commanders, they're like, there's always those two teams where, like, the same personnel always end up being together. Like,
like
the Dolphins and the 49ers, the two running backs and the head coach.
Yeah, it's like four people there.
The Titans and the Falcons, like, all of the ex-Titans go to the Falcons. Like Tajay Sharp, Anthony Firkser, you know,
right.
Guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what was your biggest takeaway? From week 10.
That at the end of the day, everybody's professionals, and anybody can beat anybody. Nothing's to be taken for granted and guaranteed as a win.
I think that should already be your mindset.
I mean, it should, but last week just reinforced it because there was plenty of upsets. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's easy. Like you said, it should, but it's easy to forget sometimes. So, it's just a reminder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we can't look at the Bills and think that, you know, they're still not the favorites after losing to the, you know, Jets a couple weeks ago in the
close
game. Were you disappointed that you left that Vikings game early? Like, not the actual game, but like watching it. Were you disappointed that you didn't watch the ending?
No, I was just surprised. I didn't really care about it anymore because I lost what I needed, because I needed the Bears and Lions. But I met on my like game outcomes, I hit everything but the under and the Bears and Lions. So once that went over, I didn't care about anything anymore. So that's why I was ready to leave.
Oh, bro, those offenses are picking it up, especially Fields, bro.
Yeah.
Amari and Swift. It's hard to bet the under when you got Amari and Swift playing on the Lions, you know. And their defense is trash, man.
Yeah. Because I had the Vikings covering against the Bills, and that worked out. So that's why I was interested in that game. But then I lost it once that other outcome went away. And then to make things worse, I needed Dalvin for my fantasy team. And every time the Vikings would get in the red zone, it was just throw it to Jefferson. Like, what about Dalvin? Like, you got, he's one of the best running backs in the league. Hand it off to him at least twice in the red zone.
You'd be happy that Dalvin got an 80-yard rushing touchdown.
Ah, dang it! Did you miss all of that?
No, I heard. I heard give Dalvin the ball in the red zone.
Yeah, like you should at least give him like two more carries in the red zone. It's like,
I said, be happy that he got an 80-yard touchdown.
Well, if I'd have got one more touchdown, I would have won my match. So it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, but the rest of the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just my biggest takeaway is that all the bull crap happens on Monday night. Like, look at the Bears and the Patriots. Look at the Seahawks and the Broncos. Even though 11 weeks later, we know what team's the better team. It's the Seattle Seahawks for sure. And then like the Commanders. Remember the Commanders were the team that ran the Pittsburgh Steelers 11-0 streak to start the year.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So now they ended the undefeated Eagles streak. And I'll tell you what, the Eagles are vulnerable, bro. They haven't played that many good teams. They're still a really good team, but they are more vulnerable than people think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Houston hung around in there with them.
Yeah, they did.
If the Ravens played them, I wouldn't be scared of them. I think I'd be more scared of the Cowboys than the Eagles.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to guard AJ Brown, man.
Yeah.
I'd say Smith, but
yeah. Yeah, I mean, and the Eagles did put a bad whooping on the Vikings too. And you see what the Vikings are.
Yeah, Kirk, he just can't play in prime time, bro. I don't understand where it is with him.
Yeah.
But if they play at 1 o'clock, bro, I can see it being a 6-point game at the most.
Yeah.
Either of those teams. I can see a one possession game.
Right.
I can't see an annihilation. You know?
Right.
Jefferson
is better than that. Come on now.
Yeah, he got locked up by Darius Slay.
I don't even think he was locked up. I think Cousins was just terrible. Because I was looking at some of those plays and Jefferson was open.
Man, I can't hear you again. I think your phone keeps unlocking in and out.
It's more on point. It was.
Colin, I lost you for a second. Does your phone keep on timing out?
Yeah, I guess I should turn my timeout on unlimited, but
Yeah, so you don't keep getting interrupted because then I can't hear you.
But yeah, I was saying Jefferson. I was looking at some of the plays, and he was beating Slay off the line off rip, and Cousins was just getting the ball to him too late. So I feel like if Cousins plays better, Jefferson definitely has a better game.
Yeah, that's fair.
So,
and for sure.
What do you think about Tampa? Do you think they've wrote the ship, or is this just a fluke?
No, bro. I think the fact that you make a West Coast team go out to Germany to play at essentially 6:30 in the morning, I don't like that at all. I that's the only reason why I picked the Seattle Seahawks to lose is because, and I know they travel a few days beforehand, but that's a rough adjustment, bro.
Yeah.
When you're so used to playing at like local time, like 1 o'clock, right? Or 1:25 local time, but now hours, you're playing like 5 hours sooner. Or not even 5 hours sooner. You're playing like 6 hours sooner than your normal time, and it's before your normal time. So like, could you imagine playing football at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Carlin? Like at Centennial High School on a Saturday, but Mike asked you to go play at 6:30 a.m. You know how tired you're gonna be?
I'm gonna be so tired that I'm gonna stay in bed and not go.
Yeah,
so I hardly have it easy trying to get there at 9:30 when I was going.
Yeah, I'm so tired. Yeah, let's get these predictions rolling. Anything else from week 10 that you want to talk about, or you can?
Was there any change in your favorite for MVP, or has it stayed the same for you?
It's Mahomes.
Wow.
I saw it anymore.
Ooh.
Bro, you throw multiple interceptions 3 weeks in a row. Especially when a lot of those interceptions are in the red zone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing with Josh Allen. I noticed that he has such a high ceiling, and then when he gets favored to win the MVP, something always happens.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like he was on pace last year. And slowed down and lost to Aaron Rodgers.
So, I don't know what it is. I think they need to get well, for one, it doesn't help that they lost a key piece on defense. And then
Tre'Davious White. He's still out. And they also
Hyde too. Yeah, so. But that's got nothing to do with him on offense, but still, like, feel like they would win more games. But I mean, they're still doing good. They're still gonna make the playoffs. They're still gonna be probably favored to play the Chiefs again. But as far as MVP, yeah, it seems like it's going in Mahomes' favor now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still think at the end of the year we're gonna see those two teams in the AFC Championship.
Right. For sure.
But I'll tell you what, have you seen the Ravens' schedule?
I heard they got one of the easiest ones remaining.
Dude, have you seen who we play?
Carolina, somebody else.
We play Atlanta, too.
Oh, I don't think that's going to be a walk-in.
Yeah, but it's at home. Carlin, please turn your lock off.
I still think Atlanta could beat them. I mean,
Carlin, you disappeared on me again.
Dang it! Hold on. Let me go adjust it. I just don't want to leave the recording if something happened. Hold on.
I don't know why I spoke like that. Like I can leave my thing all the time and be able to keep speaking. I'm always on other apps, like just looking at stats and stuff, or you know, just doing other things on here. So that's weird how I can mention it. He's got an Android too.
Can you hear me still?
He needs to get an iPhone. Yeah.
No, I don't want no iPhone. But yeah, I'm back. So I thought you could slide that in there. I was gonna catch you, huh?
I was hoping you would hear that.
But yeah, I'm back. What were we talking about again?
We were talking about oh my goodness. Well, first we were talking about Josh Allen and like Super Bowl. Oh, we were talking about the Ravens schedule and like who their remaining opponents are.
Oh yeah, so they can
we play Carolina, we play Pittsburgh twice, we play Cleveland and Cincinnati one more time, those aren't games. And then we play the Denver Broncos. So isn't a gimme. None of the games are gimme. I don't like to think of a game.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they can definitely, you know, take a L to the Falcons just because they be beating teams when you don't expect them to win. Like, I did not expect them to slam dunk on the 49ers like that. I thought the Niners were going to blow them out. Remember that game?
Yeah, but again, like, teams are so weird when they travel from the West Coast to the East Coast.
So
they just forget how to play football. Imagine traveling from the West Coast to freaking Germany, bro.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really think that if you're going to have West Coast teams play out there in those European countries where the time zone's like significantly different, try to make it a later time to help them adjust to it. Like, that's really bad.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But I forgot how much what the time difference is from like England to like the East Coast. Or even the West Coast. But all right, Carl, we'll get going with that because
All right.
I'm tired as hell and we gotta get rolling. So I had the Packers winning tonight, did you?
No, I had the Titans winning. I don't ever expect Green Bay to beat anybody.
Well, I didn't expect them to beat Dallas, so they beat Dallas last week. So they fooled me tonight thinking they were gonna get on track. Bull crap, Vincent. I see Hilliard scored.
Henry scored. Yeah, Hooper. Who else? Who scored for Green Bay? I forget.
Christian Watson both times.
Oh, you started him.
I did, yeah.
Oh.
Ohio Cobb came. Oh, Treylon Burks had 7 catches, 111 yards.
What?
Robert Woods had 6 for 69. That's pretty much it. Westbrook and Keenan had 28 yards.
Oh,
look at Treylon Burks. Looks like he's looking like that rookie that everybody expected him to be.
About time. I guess that's what happens when Henry's not rushing for 1,000 yards a game.
Yeah, he got 88 today.
So,
all right. So the Panthers play the Ravens. Ravens are 13-point favorites. I don't like the Ravens covering this game, not at all.
Against Mayfield?
I think I'm gonna do that parlay again, Carlin. That plus parlay.
Put 100 on it.
I really should.
Alright, put 50 on it. Do 50.
I put a 10 to 160. 50 probably would have paid out like
$300. Yes, yeah, 50.
No, because it's not that safe. Because I almost lost a couple of games. Because some teams almost lost by 13 when they were supposed to lose by 10.
Yeah.
But I like the Panthers covering, but I like the Ravens winning.
You're going to pick the Panthers to cover by 21?
Probably 23, 24 and a half. All right. Those odds aren't terrible considering they're already a double-digit underdog. You
know? Yeah.
So, but I'll give the Ravens this one. I think we kind of whipped their ass. I'm going to go, you know, I'll go, you know, we honestly could win that thing. I'm gonna go 30-17 Ravens. 30-17.
Alright. I'm gonna go 27-13 Ravens.
Okay, so you got the Ravens covering the spread.
Yeah.
The Bears play the Falcons. I like the Bears more, but the Falcons are at home.
Yeah.
The Falcons are one of the most hardest teams to predict.
Yeah, for sure.
Just when you think you figured it out, they got their asses whipped by Carolina. Whipped Carolina's ass. Like,
I can't figure that team out. The Bears, they're starting to become a team I enjoy watching. They used to be so boring. Fields has just been having field days with his legs, man. So,
yeah.
I'm going to give the Bears, a 9 here. I'll go, and they've been scoring a lot too, so I can see these teams scoring in the 30s. I'm gonna go 30-27 here for those Bears. You think I'm giving the Falcons too many points? 27?
Nah.
I don't know how much they average a game. I'll go Bears. Let's see. Yeah, the Falcons score 23 a game, the Bears score 22. Yeah. They allow around the same. They're fairly even teams. They
both run the pups out of the ball.
Yeah, Chicago's better with running, and Atlanta's a little bit better with passing. Chicago has a better pass defense, but Atlanta has a better run defense. So I'll go with the score that I presented earlier.
All right, give me a 27-23 Falcons.
Okay, good. Bills playing the Browns, so this game got moved to Detroit.
Yeah,
Yeah, they're expecting feet of snow, so not inches, feet. So they're moving that game to Detroit because the Buffalo Bills are already be playing in Detroit on Thanksgiving Day anyway. And Detroit's actually a good location because Ohio is not too far from Michigan.
Right.
Let me look up the directions from Cleveland. But I'll go, while I do that, I'll give you a score real quick. I'm going to go with the Bills here. They're 8-point favorites. I think they can cover that. It seems like the Browns are really starting to become a team that can't figure it out. And I knew this would happen eventually, but Brissett's like done his best to be a serviceable backup, but he's not Deshaun Watson, and we all know that. And I think Watson will be eligible to come back next week, if not week 13. I can't remember if Cleveland had their bye week already or not. But yeah, so give me the Bills. And since they're playing in a dome now, I think they'll score a lot of points. I'm gonna go 30-16 here.
Ooh.
We just saw Cleveland get their butts whipped by Miami last week, and we saw that. Yeah, we saw them get their butts whipped by the Patriots, and they just lost the Jets. So the AFC East are going to sweep them this year.
But we also saw the Bengals get their booties whooped by the Browns.
Well, that's just the weird thing where they can't they don't have their number. They have their numbers
around. Yeah. So, but I mean, the Browns, they still got that strong running attack. So anything's possible. So anything's possible as long as you got that guy running behind that line. So, with that being said, I do still think the Bills will win, but I'm not going to count out a close game just because Josh Allen's turnovers recently and the Browns running game to control the clock. And you saw Dalvin rush for over, even though granted he got an 80-yard rush, Chubb's definitely more than capable of doing that as well. So who's to say just because Dalvin did that Chubb can't do just as much as that?
Yeah.
So if they can shut him down, then you pretty much win the game because Brissett's not going to win it for you. But give me the Bills 31-21.
Hey, how far do you think Detroit is from Cleveland?
50 miles?
No, 170.
Ah, I was close.
Yeah. So not bad. Like, if you're a Cleveland fan, you can drive out to Detroit and watch a game in a dome, too.
Yeah. You would do it?
If I was a Browns fan, yeah, why the hell not, you know?
get to go to another stadium that your team goes to once every 8 years. You get to see Josh Allen play. And you're only driving 3 hours. I drove 3 hours to see the Jets play against the Ravens. If I was a Cleveland fan, hell yeah, why not?
Pistons with that rah-rah.
Anyway, now let me see the distance. It's probably a closer distance than Buffalo. Oh, it's approximately the same distance from Cleveland to, actually, it's closer to Detroit. That works out. Interesting. I think Buffalo would have a farther commute to Detroit. Yep, it would take an extra hour. So Detroit's actually closer to Cleveland than it is Buffalo. So that can be like a sort of like a neutral game. Now, I think all the Buffalo season ticket holders, they would have to get tickets for that game, right?
Yeah. Detroit,
yeah, they should be awarded, not rewarded, but like, you know, you can't ship a home game from that. Sure. Oh, wow. You'd have to cross into Canada and go back into Michigan all that way. Wow. I didn't realize how close Detroit was to Canada. Interesting. Well, I guess I should have known that. Anyway, Carlin, I'm getting off topic here. I'm sorry. So we got the Eagles and the Colts. The Eagles are 7-point favorites. I think the Eagles are going to whoop their ass.
I think the Colts are going to keep it close because one, the Eagles lost Goddard. Two, the Colts, when you least expect them to pull off something, they do it. I mean, who expected them to be the Chiefs? And then, even though the Raiders haven't been good, I didn't expect them to beat the Raiders. Because the Raiders, as bad as the Raiders' loss is, they're really not a bad team. Because if you notice, they don't lose by
one possession, except for the Saints.
So I mean, I didn't expect the Colts to win that.
Yeah, but the Eagles don't have Sky Moore on their team either.
Yeah.
Sky Moore, what a joke.
He's on that rah-rah.
I'll take the Eagles on this one. I'm gonna go 30-17. I think Jeff Saturday's in for a rude awakening this weekend.
Yeah.
I like the 7-point spread for the Eagles, but the Colts can definitely cover.
Yeah.
They seem to always do well when you least expect them to.
Yeah, so give me the Eagles, but give me a close one. Give me a 23-21 Eagles.
All right. These two teams just played each other a couple weeks ago, the Jets and the Patriots. I picked the Jets knowing they haven't beaten them in what? Freaking 10 years, it seems like. Or maybe it's been like 6 years, but I think it's been over a decade since they've won in Foxborough. I think that streak in Foxborough is going to continue. I think the Patriots win this game. I'm going to go 23-17.
Fair. Yeah, the Jets are a more improved team this year. Aren't they right up there with Miami and the Bills record-wise for the division? Yeah.
6-3.
Yeah, so the Jets aren't the same sucky team that we're used to knowing. Their defense is playing better. Vincent's boy, Chick-fil-A sauce, Gardner, he's pretty good. And you got Breece Hall, he's not there, but they're still running. They're still keeping up a strong running game, it seems like. Zach, he's still not very good to me, but it seems like he's playing a little bit better than he was last year. So all that put together, the Jets are putting together a pretty good season. I think it's definitely a good time for them to beat New England, who's pretty beatable, as we've seen.
Okay. By the way, Miami Dolphins are 7 here in my league this week. I guess play the Saints. Not an exciting matchup at all. Saints are 3-point favorites. If the Rams don't have Cup, their running back situation is awful. Their quarterback is hurt. But the Saints have their own issues all over the place. This is a game I'm not excited for at all. I'll go with the Saints though on this one. I think it might be time to bring back Jameis Winston. So, just because the Saints offense haven't been able to do anything the last 3 weeks, so give me the Saints on this one. I'm gonna go 24-20. Actually, yeah. I'll go 24-20 for a minute.
Yeah, give me the Saints this one. Stat Cup was the Rams' only means of offense all year. Without him, then I'll score more than 10 points. So give me Saints 16-10.
I don't know. Quarterback situation. Lions play the Giants. It's a Kenny Galladay reunion game. You know Kenny Galladay has 22 yards this season.
What? There's some receivers that got more than that. One play.
Yeah, he stinks. He's garbage.
Ooh, he needs a shower.
Have you seen the drops that he's had?
He's doing it intentionally. Somebody I know close to the team organization said that Galladay wants out, and he's trying to play his way out.
Are you actually being serious?
No, I don't know anybody close to the team. But that's my observation. I feel like he don't like playing with Daniel Jones, and he's trying to play his way out. Because there's no way that you can see what he was in the... Oh, my phone screen did lock. Can you hear me?
Yeah, your phone's, like, acting up. You need to switch your connection, bro. I still can't. We're almost done. We'll be right back, guys.
Oh, whoops. I hit a button. Damn it. You see in Detroit and you compare it to this, there's no way it's the same. Like, how do you just go from that to that?
Yeah,
it's not, he's old, he's still young.
Yeah, he was drafted in 2017. You know, Carlin, I hope our previous audio saves as well. I'm a little worried. But yeah, I got Giants winning this game though. I'm gonna go 24-20. What do you think?
Give me Giants. I think it's gonna be 26-23 just because the Lions got a bad defense.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. This is another game of mediocrity. You know, I gotta give the Commanders a little bit more respect. They're visiting Houston this weekend. Redskins or Commanders are 3-point favorites. Brian Robinson, I like him this week. What about Commanders winning him? I'm gonna go 24-16.
Ooh, I'm gonna go 19-16 Commanders. The Texans have a bad run defense, so I can definitely see why you would say that. And like we were just talking about the Commanders, Heineke's playing well. I like Gibson and Robinson together. Gibson brings that burst. Robinson brings the punch. And McLaurin, he's showing out, man. I mean, I tell you, if he had a more not that McLaurin, not that Heineke's not competent, but if he had like a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback, McLaurin would be up there with the conversations of the likes of the Jeffersons and the Jamars and the Hopkins and people like that.
The Raiders are playing the Broncos on Fox. Broncos 2.5-point favorites. Raiders won this matchup last time, right? Right? Or did the Raiders won this matchup?
Yeah, because I remember your dad placed a bet on the Broncos to win.
Gotcha. Give me. I'll take the Broncos at home this time. Dude, those teams are so bad, though. I'm going to go 23-20.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be that much scoring just because they only have...
Broncos, they if they had 18 points each game, they'd be 8-1.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, it's not going to be that much scoring in this game as... The Raiders' offense a little better than the Broncos' offense to me, but they're down two pieces in Renfro and Waller, so you pretty only much got Devontae to rely on and try to hand the ball off to Jacobs. I don't know where Matt Collins was last week when you needed him, but so it's going to be lower scoring, and Judy might not be in for the Broncos, so give me a low score here.
18 to 15.
Cowboys play the Vikings. I'm very excited for this.
Ooh, game. That's gonna be a good one.
Huge win against Buffalo. Yeah,
give me the over.
Against the Dallas Cowboys, I'm gonna take the Vikings in this one. I'm gonna go. I think it's gonna be another classic. I'm gonna go 27-26.
Yeah, so you like the over as well.
Yeah. We'll see how Trayvon Diggs does this weekend.
Yeah.
And Jefferson. Oh, Connor, I lost you again, man.
I think we got a good matchup here between Lamb and Jefferson. Two good up-and-coming receivers. I think Jefferson's going to get the best of Diggs. Diggs is a really good corner, but he's a ball hawk corner. I don't think he's a shutdown shadow. Good, no shadow your best guy corner all the time. I think Jefferson can get over 100 yards this game. I think Lamb will do well, him and Schultz. Pollard's filled in very nicely in the role as the lead back instead of Zeke. He's just more, way more spry than Elliott is. Elliott served his time and did the best he could in this prime years that he had and played well. But right now, I think he's best as a committee running back instead of the bell cow, and it's shown. So give me Minnesota this game this week, 31-27.
All right. Bengals play the Steelers. You know why this game is at 425, Carlin?
Yeah, because it's where?
No, because it was supposed to be the Sunday night game, but they flexed it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got the Bengals as 4-point favorites.
Wait, you're breaking up. Say that again.
I said I think Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins are still going to have good games, even though DeMar's not playing. I don't think Mixon's going to get 5 touchdowns again now.
He better not. Didn't you draft him?
No, not this year.
Oh.
No, I drafted him Burrow's rookie year.
God, you loved him.
No, he was bad.
Oh.
He had like 10 carries for 2 yards one time against Jackson.
Oh, my goodness.
But he had a receiving touchdown, so that kind of helped a little bit. But I'm going to go with the Bengals here. I don't know if the Steelers will give them much competition, but it is an AFC North game. But I'm gonna go 30. They are so bad, the Steelers. It's so weird saying that. I'm gonna go 30-17.
Yeah, the Steelers are on that rah-rah. Yeah, give me the Bengals. I think, like Vincent said, Higgins the boy can keep carrying the load without Jamar. As Burrow said, he thinks he has 3 number 1 wide receivers. Mixon's good running back, not a get 5 touchdowns every week kind of running back, but he's solid. Hayden Hurst is a good tight end, as Vincent knows. That's one of his favorite Ravens to ever play for his team. He went from Ravens to Falcons to Bengals, and he's doing pretty well, replacing CJ Uzoma. So give me, and the Steelers, you know, they're building right now. I mean, they're not win ready right now. You got your franchise quarterback retired. You traded away one of your young receivers. Pickens, Freiermuth is pretty good. Najee looks like he took a step back from his rookie year, and I think that's a result of having almost 400 touches your first year in the league. But yeah, I think they'll figure it out. Pickett's got good talent. He's athletic. Not big hands, but I think he's got a good accurate arm. And I think Deontay Johnson and Pickens can be a very good 1-2 punch at receiver, and Freiermuth a good tight end. So, but they're not ready to beat the Bengals yet this week. I don't think so. But so give me the Bengals 28-20.
Well, we got to remember the Steelers beat the Bengals week 1.
Yep, with Trubisky. That's why the Bengals are getting their get back.
Yeah. And then Sunday night, the Chiefs play the Chargers. We saw these two teams play on Thursday night, the second week. A good game. I think the Chiefs take this one as well, though. I'm gonna go 33. I'm gonna go 33-27.
Wow.
You think I'm giving up too many points?
Nah, I think this will be a good one. I think Keenan Allen will be back too, so
he'll get hurt again.
Yeah. I'm glad I had him last year, not this year. Whew, my goodness.
I got him in one of my BS leagues, so I'm not too upset. I took Waddle. I took Waddle and like Higgins over him.
But give me the Chiefs in this one. It's going to be a high scoring game. He's got these two young quarterbacks playing his top 10. Mahomes top five, top two. Herbert's probably top 10 this year just because of all the injuries instead of top five. But it's nonetheless still a good team. Eckler's a walking 2 to 3 TDs a game, it seems like, but he didn't get one last week. So he's definitely going to score two this week. Josh Palmer is a good receiver. Gerald Everett got hurt, but I'm not sure on his status for this week. But look for them to get the ball to Eckler, Palmer, Carter, and just they're going to have to do their best. So you're not really going to be able to stop Mahomes because they have so many weapons. I mean, think about it, man. Even though they lost Hill, you more than made up for it. You got Valdez, Scanlon, Juju, McKinney, Kelsey, Kadarius Toney. Like, you can't stop all those guys.
Hardman.
Oh, and Hardman. See, they got so many. I didn't even name their second best receiver.
Yeah.
So
you mean third best?
Wait. Oh, I wasn't counting Kelsey.
I love Toney, man. No, I'm talking about Toney.
Maybe we'll see. He had one good game.
Did you see Toney last week? He looked incredible. Travis Kelce's raving about him right now. Detroit lost a really good player, man, but I guess Toney brings
Detroit
the field issues. I'm sorry, the Giants. I'm saying Detroit. I said Detroit because they're playing the Giants this weekend.
Thank you. You good. But now Toney's always had the ability, but like I said, just had one good game. I want to see him do it more consistently without always being hurt. So we'll see. But yeah, give me the Chiefs, 33-30.
All right. And then the last game is a Monday night game between the 49ers and the Cardinals. Game will be played in Mexico City. So these two teams don't really have to, you know, go that far as they're pretty close to Mexico.
Hey, on that, Robert.
San Fran's not super close, but I mean, it's somewhat close. The Cardinals, they are 8-point dogs. I think the 49ers win this game, but all the BS happens on Monday night. So watch Colt McCoy come out, light it up, and win the game. Bro, that just seems like that's how it is with primetime games.
But he's playing again?
The money's always on one team. Yeah, Colt McCoy is playing, bro. Like, I saw his fantasy projection. It was like 18 points, so I think he's playing again. And now I see a D-Hop's questionable, so that has me worried.
No! I already lost Cup. I can't lose Hopkins, too, and Waddle's on a bye.
I hate having players that play on Monday night, because then if they don't play, I need to have someone to replace them immediately.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to drop them just to replace them.
You know? Yeah, for sure.
To get them back. But I'll take the 49ers on this one. I'll go 24 to 17. I think Arizona can cover that spread.
Yeah, give me the Niners. Their offense has been clicking ever since they got McCaffrey. They got McCaffrey and they got Elijah back. So they got a nice tandem going there. You got Debo, Ayuk, Kittle. So give me and the defense is still slow. So give me the Niners 26-16.
Carlin, thank you for joining the show. I really appreciate it. Hopefully we'll have you back on week 12 as well, and maybe I'll get more than one viewer for this episode.
Oh no, you for surely will. I'm calling it. So shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now, 50 of you. We appreciate you listening to us, and we'll definitely be back next week, so stay tuned for another update. Thank you guys.
So track 45 and I think you'll be good.
45.
Anyway, all right, thank you, Carwin, and have a good rest of your night. I can't wait to go to sleep.
All right, you too, man. So make sure you lay down. I'll see you Saturday. All right, see y'all.